RTE2FM.
Now that the Leave and Cert exams are over, you may be considering making some changes to your CAO choices before the Change of Mind facility closes on Saturday. Yep, Saturday. But how do you go about it? What are your options? And should you change your mind? Well, to answer all of that, I'm joined in studio by TU Dublin's Senior Student Recruitment Manager, Linda Young, and Career Guidance Counsellor in Loretto, Stevens Green, and an Instagram influencer, Donica O'Mahony, is on the line. Hello!
Hi, good morning.
Hello, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have you guys on. Linda, you're a parent of a child who sat the exams this year. Are you glad it's over?
Well, I am indeed glad, Jennifer. I think it's a very stressful time for parents. I mean, realistically, we really want what's the best for our children. We put an awful lot of pressure on ourselves as parents, mm-hmm. I think, as well. You know, so just delighted to have it over and done with. And I'd say there's a massive sigh of relief from all the mothers of Ireland.
Yes, good. Oh, thank God, it's done. Donica, did you have anyone doing the Leave and Cert this year?
No, I've only two small little girls, but I had 96 years, I suppose, doing the Leave and Cert this year.
Wow. Donica, were there any surprises that popped up in the papers that might have caught students out this year?
Yeah, so there was one kind of major surprise, I suppose. That was maths paper one. A lot of students had come out of that and they were distraught, discontent. You know, they were really thought the paper was unfair. But to be honest with you, you know, that'll be all taken into account on the marking scheme and everything. Yeah. So as long as students kind of showed workings and showed that they tried to answer the question, you'll likely get marks for it. Now, even some universities hold their own maths exams for people who did not meet entry requirements, particularly for courses like engineering. Now, I know Linda will probably tell you more about the one in TU Dublin, but there's other ways to get into these courses anyway.
And we are going to talk about that, the other ways to get into these courses. Do many students usually use the CAO's Change of Mind facility, Linda? Do many students use that?
Just for example, you know, at the initial closing date there in February, 7,000 students had submitted a blank form, so they'll definitely be using it. But from our end, we'd see about 40% of students who had put options on their form in the first instance either change those options, add more options, etc. So yeah, it's a really big part of the CAO and a lot of students use it.
And the Change of Mind facility, that's important to just check as well, right?
Yeah. Definitely. And I'd be saying that to students or parents listening now at the moment. The Change of Mind facility is closing in the next couple of days. And I think an hour or two spent over the next couple of days just going back over the options, you know, think about how you filled them out. Think about every single option that you've put on your CAO form. There are 20 choices there. Be really strategic about them. Can you see yourself sitting in a seat? Say, for example, you didn't get your first choice, you didn't get your second choice. I think students are very focused on those first, second, third choices and perhaps don't think as much about maybe the level 6, 7 options, of which there are many progression options, and also later down their level 8 programmes as well. You know, can you see yourself sitting in your fourth choice? I know as somebody who has worked in admissions and in student recruitment for many years, we get a lot of students that will be, you know, ringing in saying, I've got my fifth choice, but actually I prefer my sixth choice now.
Okay.
You can never move backwards on the CAO. You can only ever move forward. So I think really an hour or two spent thinking about that over the next couple of days is really...
This week is important. Tomorrow's Friday, Linda. Yeah. The next couple of days.
The next 2 days. I'd say do it today. Yeah. Don't delay. You know, and if you have questions, guys... Like every university in Ireland will be taking questions now.
Yeah.
We're running a live chat at 1 o'clock today, tudublin.ie/chat. Ask us anything.
Great.
I mean, that's what we're there for, you know.
Donica, can I go to you for a second? So let's talk about this. You mentioned it there. What are some of the back doors into the college course that you have your heart set on but might not have been offered?
Yeah, so as Linda said, you know, there's level 6 and 7 options. So they are what we call progression routes. So you can progress on to your level 8 degree. If you haven't put down level 6, 7, you could certainly use the PLC option, which is kind of a year between Leave and Cert and college. And you can use your PLC results instead of your Leave and Cert results to get into a college place. Now, this year, there's a brand new kind of option for students that Minister Simon Harris has just brought out. It's the National Tertiary Office where you can do it 1 year PLC and you're guaranteed to get onto your degree course after that 1 year. So like I said, it's brand new. The application for these opens in July. So this will be something separate to the CAO, and there's no CAO points needed for this at all.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is comforting to know. Can I ask you about studying abroad? What about studying abroad and then coming back to a college in Ireland?
Yeah, so we have more and more Irish students going to Europe every year for a couple of reasons. One, they're generally cheaper. The fees are generally cheaper. Two, of course, as we well know, there's a massive accommodation crisis here in Ireland. So students are finding it easier and cheaper to get accommodation in the likes of Amsterdam or Milan or places like that. So we're having more and more students. And most importantly, the entry criteria are a lot lower than what we're looking for. Ireland is considered one of the most competitive countries in Europe to get into college with CAO points. So yes, Europe is becoming a big popular option with Irish students, and so too is the UK. So since Brexit, European applications have dropped significantly since Brexit, but because we have the Common Travel Area Agreement with the UK, Irish students are considered the exact same as UK students when they're applying for college over there.
Linda, what if a student feels that they need to take a year out? Is that advisable? Or if they're going to do that, what would you say is the best way to handle that?
Well, what I would say to a student who wants to take a year out, I mean, a lot of those students will have applied through the CAO. If they get an offer, they can look to defer that offer, so they have something solid to start the next year. But if they haven't, I'd say to get a plan in place. You know, what value do they want to get out of that year? Maybe do a little bit of work. Mm-hmm. I know, for example, I had a lovely student who worked as an ambassador with us in the university for a couple of years. And he told me that he took a year out and he worked at McDonald's for a year. And he said, what I learned from that in terms of, you know, customer services, lots of different life skills. And he felt that when he came into university to do his international business program, you know, it really stood to him when he went abroad. He needed to go abroad for a year as part of that program. And he said he felt that he had a lot of social skills and it just worked really well for him. So I'd say to students, if they feel like they're taking a year or that they want to take a year out, maybe to have a little bit of plan in place, you know, for that year, just to make sure that they maybe don't lose focus.
Sitting on your arse for a year and doing nothing and lose focus. The message, Donica, the message that there are other options seem to be stronger than it was in my day. But are students still hung up on certain routes and stressed massively by points, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And like I say apprentices, for example, have changed significantly since 2015. So we've got a whole host of new apprenticeships. Obviously, you've got your traditional ones like the plastering, the block laying, the electrician, all those ones. But now you've got apprenticeships in finance, in engineering, recruitment, science, cybersecurity, auctioneering. And these are what we call earn as you learn. So you're getting paid while you do, while you're getting your qualification. And a lot of these qualifications would actually have level 8 qualifications, which is the equivalent to getting your degree in university. The only difference is you're doing 4 days on the job, likely, and 1 day in college. But you're getting paid, and a lot of these are paid well over 20,000 a year while you're doing these apprenticeships. So try not to get too hung up on the college thing. There are so, so many more options out there for everybody.
If a student has the high points for a popular course but isn't really interested in having a career in it, should they do it anyway?
I don't think so. So what I would say, and Linda kind of pointed to it earlier, when you're filling out your form, is put it down as genuine order of preference. So you'll hear guidance counsellors all around the country use that expression. So genuine order of preference. So if I was to be offered my first choice, this is what I want it to be. That's my absolute dream course. That's it. Doesn't forget about points. We'll get hung up on, I have 500 points and I feel like I need to spend all 500, even though the course I really want to do is 300 points. So Okay. Don't forget genuine order of preference. This is how I want to be offered it.
And back to the form again, Linda. What questions, if you're sitting down with your kid this afternoon or tonight or whenever, what kind of questions should you be asking your kid, or should that student be asking themselves?
Should the student be asking? I think very similar to what Donica has expressed there. I mean, there is a little bit of a strategy to filling out a CAO form. You put down exactly what you want in first place. And a lot of students are very hung up on, you know, the amount of points that they need to get XYZ. But ultimately, a student doesn't know what points they're going to get. So you need to fill out, use your 20 spaces on your CAO form. And like often students will be very hung up on the Level 8 programmes. They want the first course that they want. And, you know, they think that this is exactly what they want. But, you know, I often have students as well that get their third or fourth choice and are like, I'm so glad I did. I love it now.
Okay,
but
okay.
You can strategize with your CAO form. So say, for example, your first course is, say, for example, marketing. And if you don't get the points for that, put it down at level 6-7 to make sure that if you don't get the level 8 first choice that you want, that you have an option to come into university and then progress later on. But ask yourself, what am I good at? What do I enjoy? Because ultimately, that's what will get you through 4 years of a degree. There's a lot of students that come in and perhaps just haven't really thought about it, and then ultimately don't enjoy it and, you know, maybe drop out or drag themselves through. So really think about, what am I good at? What do I enjoy? What would I like to do in the future? Because students come in, they mature at different ages. And some students coming in at level 6 or level 7 will absolutely fly through the programme, go on to level 8, because it just suits them so well. So if you really love something, you will excel at it. So think about it that way.
Yeah, okay. And apart from college websites and course descriptions, what other options are there for students to gain some insight into what they want to do, Donica?
So since the pandemic, the social media web or the pages of universities right around Ireland are absolutely brilliant. PLCs, they all do lives, they're interviewing students like their own little TV channel. So I'd say get on to their pages on social media, be it TikTok or Instagram or whatever it is you follow them on. And they, like Linda was saying, TUD have a web chat today. A lot of them will be offering information coming up to the next couple of days to help students make a decision. And of course, follow Leaving Cert Guidance, my own page as well.
Okay, somebody just texted in saying, hi Jen, can you ask the guys if I put business down on my CAO, do I need to have studied business accounting for the Leaving Cert? Thank you.
I'll answer that.
Luckily, you don't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
Well, I suppose it depends on the university that you're applying to, but definitely not at TU Dublin. And I'm sure a lot of the other universities wouldn't need it either. You'd be starting from scratch going into university. So for most universities coming in, it will be your English or Irish and your maths requirement, and then some universities will require a foreign language. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you'll be starting, you know, you won't need a business
but
subject.
It's nice to hear that the universities and courses, they're so open and they want your questions and they want you to be sure, because they probably don't want you to drop out as much as you don't want to drop out.
We want them to ask questions by all means.
Well, here's another one into 51552. Is it harder to get into second psychology than getting the points on the Leaving Cert? I've heard it's really hard to get from arts to some of the pure degrees. What does that mean? Do you have any idea? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
No, and it doesn't make a huge amount of sense to me. But what I'll say to that person is there's a whole range of psychology degrees. So whether it's some of them start at around 200 points, some of them go up to 600 points.
Okay.
So if you're not too bothered about where you go to college, there'll certainly be a psychology option for you there. Just make sure it's accredited by the Psychological Society of Ireland.
Okay, good advice, Donica. Linda, and as we were saying, if you have any more questions or anything like that, you're doing a live today.
We're doing a live today, actually.
Okay.
So you can find out about the live on our website. It's tudublin.ie/chat. And if you just go to that URL today, even if you don't have a question, the thing about the way it's formatted is it's like a stream coming up. And actually, there'll be questions being asked that you didn't even know you needed the answer to, which is, you know, which is why I always say to students, go on, have a look at that. You might actually find out something really interesting that you didn't even think you needed to know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a little bit of learning to be done there. But by all means, if you have questions about, you know, going through a PLC route, progression from level 6-7, you know, how to format your CAO form. Like, our experienced admissions team will be on there today. We're looking to help you, as I'm sure all of the other universities in the country will be at the moment. We want people to ask us questions. We're open. We're ready to take questions. So please,
that's comforting, because yeah, it's for me, who never went to college, it sounds like you need a college degree to get into college in itself, because there's so many different routes. There's so many different things to consider. But it's lovely that people like you are on hand to help. Somebody just texts in saying, can you tell the guys, thanks so much. This is a huge help. So it's been very, very beneficial. Linda, thank you so much. And Donica, if people want to follow you, Donica, where can they go online?
So it's at Leaving Cert Guidance on Instagram and TikTok.
Amazing. Guys, it's been a real pleasure and an insight. And I am dreading when my daughter now does the Leaving Cert. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Jennifer. Bye-bye.